The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of October 2024. And tonight, this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. And the numbers are, we'll give you right off the bat, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Back there in the phone booth tonight, we have Aaron and Eric back there, and here tonight in the glass cage, our producer is none other than Seth.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening there. And then we have way out yonder in Texas with a 10-gallon hat, none other than me, John McTernan.
Pastor Ernie, stop exaggerating. It's only 5 gallons.
All right. there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Ernie. And may we have a blessed time and our listeners greatly informed and Jesus glorified.
All right, if we're going to give it our best shot, we do it. Everything we do for the Lord's sake, we do to the very best of our ability, huh?
Yes, very best.
All righty. You heard the cackling, and you know Cackling Rose. That's none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, and then live right here in the studio with me tonight, we have Elder Randall Barkley. Hey, Randall.
Good evening. God bless.
And so tonight we have a lot to get to. So we're going to start tonight in Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Now, you know, in the book of Proverbs, they start out verse 1 with the Proverbs of Solomon, son of King David. But actually, most theologians believe that it was actually David who wrote the first 9 Proverbs, and if you read them through, they're all instructions to his son. My son, my son, my son. Mm-hmm. And then here, it's picking up in chapter 10, where it's, you know, they're contrasting chapters 10 all the way through chapter 22. They contrast the wicked with the righteous with the wicked. And here, now these starting with chapter 10, Big John, this is... Most of your theologians believe that, yes, indeed, this is Solomon that wrote these. So we're going to take it verse by verse. Let's go. So, Big John, you want to start with verse 1 of chapter 10? Let's just take it verse by verse.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son the heaviness of his mother.
Well, that's kind of shows you the wisdom of Solomon here. So he's did Solomon really have a strong love for his father and mother?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
he did. In fact, if we read the last proverb there in the Bible there, It starts out with Proverbs 31, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Well, King Lemuel actually is none other than Solomon. That's who it was. And his mother there is Bathsheba. What, my son? These are the words of Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, to her son. And so we're going back here and go ahead and pick it up, verse 2. Back to
treasure of the wickedness profiteth nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death.
All right, so it's not talking about physical death, is it?
I thought it when I read it, I thought it did.
Well, it has a application there, but what is death? What is the definition of death?
Well, death is separation from God.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and that is spiritual, that's eternal. So here, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. So he's talking about, you can have an application to, in some cases, with physical death, but the connotation there is separation from God, huh?
Yes.
Go ahead to verse 3.
The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked.
Okay. Would you want to tell me what that's all about?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I think that is something for us to stand on, like in time of need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord will not allow the soul of the righteous to famish. So that's because there are times like right now, the people in North Carolina are greatly suffering, and people in other parts of the world are suffering from, like in my ministry in Nigeria now, there's food, but they can't afford it. So they're starting to famish. So we've been praying this verse that they will not. The Lord is going to provide food for them, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. So in a time of judgment, the wicked will not have anything, but God's people can.
So that verse is virtually, then it's a generalization rather than the rigid laws, because here, you know, of nature. And so he's saying the Lord will not suffer the souls of the righteous to famish, but casteth away the substance of the wicked. So that's a generalization. That's not the way we see it today as an absolute, is it? No.
Well, I think if the righteous get a hold of this pastor, Ernie, and stand in faith, then it would be, you know, applicable to them.
All right. He gathereth in summer. Oh, wait, no. Verse 4. He becometh poor that delayeth, that dealeth, he became poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Well, that is, you would say, a generalization too, okay? And then you would say, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causes shame. How would we apply that today? Would we say that our welfare system would promote something like that?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Lord loves diligence, Pastor Ernie. That's through the Proverbs. Diligent to jump and do right away. You know, like to do work, be diligent at work. I'll tell you a quick, I can't tell you the name of my son, but one of my sons wasn't diligent in applying to college. And I was after him, and I was after him, and I was after him, and he said, yeah, I'll get it done. So lo and behold, when he did get it done, it was one day late, and he wanted to go to this college, and he couldn't go because he wasn't diligent. So that was and I did point that out to him, and I pointed the scriptures out, and I think that had an impact on his life, to be diligent and not to be slack. but to be diligent, like in verse 4.
Well, I heard AOC say that people that don't want to work shouldn't have to work if they don't want to work, that they should be supported by those who do want to work. No, I heard her say it.
Yeah, me and you, Pastor Ernie, and the believers should all chip in to, you know, pay for her if she doesn't want to work, right?
Yeah. Remember,
Did you see, you brought up her name. Did you see what's going on in her district in New York?
I hear that.
Overrun with prostitutes. I mean, the streets are just infested with prostitutes and street people laying on the, you know, street people on the curbs and all of that. It's like hellish. Her district there in New York City.
Those women, those Democratic women out there, they're, you know, the Bible refers to them as unclean because they embrace everything that God's word, the Bible, calls sin.
Exactly, Pastor. Right. God says to work by the sweat of your brow, right? So yes. What are the liberals? Liberals don't want you to sweat, and they want to give you everything so you don't have to work. It's amazing. But then you become slaves of the of them.
Yeah, that's what the welfare system was designed to do, to keep a block of voters that they could call upon and threaten to cut their welfare. And that's exactly what they came up with. That's what they did. We want to say anonymous pledges, 200 from Ohio. And we want to say Lori from Massachusetts pledges 100. And Teresa from Texas pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. He goes on to say, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Boy, do we see that.
We see that today, Pastor Ernie. Wow-wee.
Did you see how yesterday the FBI had to come out and admit that it fudged the numbers? They had said that violent crime was down by 2%, and they had to come out and admit that it actually was up by 3%. And so...
Yeah, they somehow lost, in counting crime, they lost almost 2,000. It was like 1,700 murders, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah,
they
well,
had to add that to the total.
You know what? 1,700 murders. When you think that they just brought in 13,900 convicted murderers from other countries.
Yeah, exactly. Along with what, 16,000 rapists, convicted rapists.
Yeah, yeah. The memory of the just is blessed. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Boy, you're not kidding.
Yeah, I see like today, when I'm looking at that, I see like the name of Hamas and Hezbollah. In the not too far future, Pastor Ernie, that'll be just rot. People won't even remember it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, what about the name of the progressive?
Progressive what?
I mean, today you have, what about woke? Is woke nothing but rot?
Yes. So, when they say progressive, from what point to what point, you have to progress towards something. So
from bad to worse.
Well, it's progressive from non-communism to communism.
Well, you know, from wicked to evil. Mm. Right. I mean, everything about what is called, in fact, I just read out of Isaiah 32 about liberalism there, here yesterday, I believe, no, the day before. And today, everything that is called liberal is just exactly like I said in Isaiah 32. The vile, it's vile. And so let's pick it up here. The wise in heart will receive commandments but a prating fool should fall. Now listen, let me ask you this question. Who do we have that's been out there that would best fit that definition of a prating fool or the description who has been out there? Well, I'll give you a little bit of a hint. He refers to himself as a knucklehead at times.
The guy from Minnesota, Walls.
Yeah. You got knucklehead and chucklehead. Him and Kamalik. I mean, that's an amazing thing. Now, when I see this prating fool, I think of him. When Trump did that dinner there in New York, and Trump says, well, I'm sorry that Mr. Walls couldn't be here tonight, but he said it doesn't really matter because he'll say he was anyhow. Yeah. Yeah, it's true, probably.
It is.
Yeah.
They live in delusions, Pastor Ernie. They really do. They think they can lie, and it's the truth. Like, they'll make things up, they'll lie, make things up, and, well, if that's the truth.
He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverted his ways shall be known. Boy, if that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had gone into McDonald's. You know, he thought that when he went into McDonald's, everybody was going to come out, was going to be a photo op. So they had all ready to take pictures of him shaking hands with everybody. They all got set, so he went into McDonald's. And none of the kids in there that working at McDonald's recognized him. They didn't know who he was. And nobody was doing anything. And he got all upset. You know, nobody knew who he was. And so that was, they just wondered.
Pastor Ernie, some people, well, first of all, Clinton's been out. He's had to hide because of how notorious he is. But some people age gracefully, but when you look at him, Ernie, he's almost like grotesque looking.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking about his lifestyle there at Epstein's Island was not a healthy one?
I don't think so, Mr. Ernie. Hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein isn't good for your lifestyle.
Yeah.
For your eternal life.
That's not good for anything, okay? He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Well, he that winketh with the eye, you know who that brings to me? That Kamalik, with her, you know, with her winking, with her, with, you know, with her, all her facial expressions and that. He goes on to say, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked.
That's twice now, right, about violence covering the mouth of the wicked.
Yep. And again, so that's exactly what it does, too. It's just, how much more wicked could you possibly be than to kill little babies? I mean, how could anyone be more wicked than to killing babies, right? He goes on.
And then they want to get violent against us for standing for the baby's life.
Well, yeah. Well, they haven't exactly been showing love and kindness to President Trump. how many times have they tried to assassinate him now?
Yeah, and they're setting the foundation, calling him a Nazi, a fascist. All sorts of names connected with that.
Okay, this next one is for you. Hatred stirreth up strife, that's true, but love covereth all sins. Explain that.
Well, I think of it as a parent. And love covereth all sins. The love for the children will enable me to deal with them rather than condemn them and maybe be ugly towards them and all. So you've got love inside of you. You're willing to work with sin, Pastor Ernie.
Does love bring repentance and forgiveness?
God, that's what it says about God.
Yeah. Well, let's go. The lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod for the back of him that is void of understanding. Boy, I tell you the truth, I'd like to put a rod to the back of some of those folks out there. Especially Bernie Sanders, and make him change his name.
He's your cousin, isn't he?
I'll never forget when they went, you know, the marquee out in front of the church there in Cortland, you know, it had Pastor Ernie Sanders. Somebody went and put a B in front of my name.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I know the kids did it as a joke. I mean, I don't know for sure that they did, but I had an idea that the kids that worked at the Dairy Queen did that. But one of the ladies in the church, that upset her so bad she cried. Yeah.
Well, I remember back years ago kidding you about Bernie Sanders. I guess when he was running for president and all that, and I was referring to him as your cousin, and that he there was rumors he almost converted you to communism. You remember that?
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, you know, there may be people listening to this for the first time, and they don't know I'm kidding with you. So I figured I better stop it because people might pick up that, you know, you were related to him and that he was trying to convert you to communism.
Yeah, if you'd have done that, if they'd have thought that, then I'd have told everybody in the country you're a hillbilly. I might do it anyhow. Yeah, you know, here's what concerns me with AI. I'm concerned that they, you know, how they cut into our program here, how they can, you know, hack into us, that they could hack into a radio program like this one and have you and I saying things that we're not saying. Because, I mean, I've listened to some of these where they have done that, and boy, I'm going to tell you, they can make you sound exactly like yourself.
Yes, but literally, exactly.
Yeah.
What they do is take a show and then run it through AI and get all the inflections of your voice and your whatever kind of accent you have, and completely, you couldn't tell whether it's the real you or the AI you.
And this is why
we
need to tell the listeners, because, you know, it's only a matter of time, right? Should the Lord tarry, it's only a matter of time that they do it. If whatever evil they can do, they will do. And so we need to make sure that all the listeners out there know that if you ever hear us saying things that are totally, completely out of the character that you have been listening to us, things that you know we would never say. And that applies especially to people like President Donald Trump. If you would, you know, because they could do that to him. And again, remember, whatever wicked thing they can do, I have no doubts in my mind, not one doubt, that if they could invent a new sin, could be invented tonight, they'd have it tomorrow in their party plank, the Democrats. That's how wicked they are. All right.
Well, Pastor Eddie, we touched on something tonight, like God has principles, and when he created us, he created us male and female. He told us to be fruitful and multiply. Marriage is between a man and a woman. And look what they do today. They go against everything that God created, even to the point where he says to work by the sweat of your brow. Now they want to go against that and give you money for nothing. But then you become their slave.
Absolutely.
But everything in the Bible, if God says something, with especially the Democrats, they are against it. Somehow or another, they're against it.
When God created male and female, that were two different people. Today, the Democrats put both of them in one person. You know, you're trannies, right? So,
yeah.
Speaking of all that, Kamalik says, well, as she's promoting child killing, this wicked, wicked, very wicked, completely wicked, unclean woman speaking and promoting child killing. Somebody says to her, well, Jesus is Lord. And you know what? So take it away, Seth.
So a few weeks ago, I attended the Trump rally here in my town. Before I dive into what I'm about to share, here's a peek at that. Well, today I found out that Kamala Harris was coming to my town, so I decided to go. I wanted to see the differences. Notably, I had to show my ID to get in to see her. But anyway, I was making a video talking actually about how sad I was that the loudest cheering at the rather small event came in support of abortion. When I panned over to the crowd and to her speaking, and I caught something I wasn't expecting. Check it out.
Not a lot of energy here, but everyone screamed for killing babies. So that was disappointing. Anyway, here she is.
Did you hear that? Some guy in the crowd shouted, "Jesus is Lord." And Kamala said, "I think you're at the wrong rally." And then she said, "Try the smaller one down the street." Everyone laughed and laughed and cheered, but I was at that rally. There were almost 7,000 people at it. Today they said there were 2,500. Nobody waiting. Open spaces. I wanted everyone who's a believer to hear that for themselves.
Again, we're not going to be gaslighted on this. We remember Donald Trump hand-selected 3 members of the United States Supreme Court. With the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Kamalaka, mocking God, and boy, that's going to come back on her, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That is going to come back to haunt her, won't it?
That hideous.
All right. Barbara in Lakewood pledges 1,000. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. All righty. What we need to do, you folks out there, we see if we can get a match. We need to get a match. Who can we get to match Barbara in Lakewood? Praise the good Lord. We need $1,000 match at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. This week we've had about $6,000 matches or 6,000 pledges. So maybe 7. I think this is the 7th one. Let's see if we can make it to 10 tonight. Wouldn't that be great if we could get 10, 3 more tonight, $1,000 pledges?
Amen.
And then we can really go after it because we got to get really geared up to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. And you had an article there, Elder Barkley?
Yes, this is a desperate Jack Smith makes new crazy claim about Trump and January 6th with less than 2 weeks until Election Day. Special Counsel Jack Smith made a new claim about Trump's role on January 6th, 2021, with less than 2 weeks until Election Day. A desperate Jack Smith claimed in a new filing that Trump willfully caused his supporters to obstruct and attempt to obstruct the certification of the 2020 election. The special counsel's prosecutors said Trump bears responsibility for the January 6th riot, even though he specifically told his supporters to protest peacefully and patriotically. Jack Smith made the claims in a filing responding to Trump's motion to dismiss the superseding indictment on statutory grounds. In August, Jack Smith indicted President Trump again in D.C. following the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. The grand jury decided to indict Trump on the same four charges that were unveiled in August 2023. Conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. In the new 36-page indictment, Jack Smith's prosecutors claimed Trump's actions were not official acts because his rally was privately funded and privately organized. Jack Smith on Wednesday said Trump willfully caused others to obstruct the certification of the election and gave false hope to his supporters that Mike Pence could stop the proceedings. Those allegations linked the defendant's actions on January 6th to the efforts to corruptly obstruct the certification proceedings, Jack Smith's prosecutors had wrote. And it also says here that Trump's lawyers also argued that Trump is immune from federal prosecution for alleged crimes committed while he served as U.S. president.
Okay, let's take a close look at this, okay? Let's talk to John McTernan, because he knows about everything.
All right, okay? John.
Now, John McTernan, what authority, according to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who happens to be the most conservative on the court, by the way, and also by the judge there in California, and I'm having one of my senior moments, the judge that threw the case in California, or the case in Florida, rather, not California, the case in Florida, who threw it out of the court because both of them ruled that Jack Smith had absolutely no authority to do what he's doing. You and I have as much authority to do what Smith, to bring these charges. He has no authority. He was not appointed legally and confirmed by the Congress. And so here you've got a guy that's absolutely got no authority to do what he's doing, but he's doing it. And so now, how this whole corrupt thing, this corrupt grand jury, could this possibly be anything other than election interference?
No, Pastor Ernie, it can't be. It has to be election interference. I mean, it's 2 weeks away. Well, a little more than 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to come out now when the case has been put in? It's like it's been suspended. That case is not active right now, Pastor Ernie, because the appeal has been made that he's not a legitimate prosecutor. So it's on hold. A lot can be determined and all. And he went ahead and did this anyways, and the judge accepted it.
Okay. How is he referred to, do you know, by the other corrupt attorneys?
Oh, Pastor Ernie, he is—he's the worst of the worst. I don't know how many of his cases have been overturned already in the Supreme Court.
He's got the highest amount that have been overturned, but they refer to him as Dirty Jack.
Hmm.
I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean, and now when
you see what happened, Pastor Ernie, the Justice Department has to construct. Has to be constructed according to Congress. They can't just do whatever they want to do. Congress has authority to structure the Justice Department. So what happens is he's like a special officer that has to be approved by Congress. They can't just do that. And they never did it. And he has to be approved by the Senate. His position, by the Constitution, has to be approved by the Senate. So he's rogue. Well, he's not rogue. The Justice Department is rogue for what they did in hiring him. So that's going through the courts now.
Merrick Garland is the most corrupt attorney general in the history.
Yes.
Yeah. The most Susan, well, wait a minute. James in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, James. Susan in Illinois pledges 1,000. Thank you, Susan. All right, there you go. That's all we need is two more 1,000 pledges tonight to have our 10, huh? Thank you. Already, God bless us. God bless you folks out there. But you notice something, too, is the ladies. The thing I love about this audience here, I get a lot of letters, John, a lot of letters from the ladies. And what a difference between these ladies, godly ladies who love God, who love their husbands, love their children, godly ladies that would never, ever harm one of their own babies. And then these things we have to deal with, like Kamalik. And these women, Democratic women, who are just ruthless and wicked. Just totally ruthless and wicked. What a difference. Speaking of ruthless and wicked, today I spent a good part of it with Bernie Moreno. Bernie Moreno is running for U.S. Senate. And here he came, and I'm going to tell you, Bernie is sharp. He's very, very sharp. And we have a very good chance of, you know, to get past the election fraud here in Ohio to make him our next U.S. senator to replace Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown is as wicked as day is long. I've known Sherrod Brown for a long time. And, you know, what is one of the most wicked things you could do? In 2019, John, Sherrod Brown had the opportunity to support the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Remember we were pushing that? We were trying to get everyone, you know, call your congressman, call your congressman. Well, you know what Sherrod did instead of supporting it? He blocked the bill from becoming law. That's right. The bill would ensure that an infant born alive during an attempted murder on that innocent little child would be afforded the same degree of medical care as any other newborn of the same gestational age. And he blocked it. That wicked Sherrod Brown blocked it. And, you know, they run these commercials. They're saying about, the commercials run about Sherrod Brown voted to have biological males compete with girls' sports. Well, now the Communist Party are saying that's not true. It is true. What they're doing is they're saying, well, he didn't support that. He just supported the funding for it.
Well, if you're come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what you have. I mean, this is the way they are, okay? The Wall Street Journal wrote a good article on it. Here's what he supports. Abortion without limits. Senator Brown's co-sponsors have voted for the Women's Health Protection Act, what they call it. It's a lie, like they're liars. A bill that would enshrine abortion in federal law, strike virtually all legal protections for the unborn children on the federal and state levels, and prevent the passage of future protections. The abortion funding, the no taxpayer funding, the Abortion Act would prevent the use of federal funds to pay abortions on government-wide basis for exceptions for cases of rape, incest, and save the life of the mother. Brown voted against the bill. No taxpayer funding. He voted against it. No taxpayer funding for Abortion Act. Late abortions. Brown voted against the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would have protected unborn babies 20 weeks and older from abortion on account of the capacity to feel pain. Abortion funding in the military. The Biden regime Department of Veterans Affairs announced that they will provide and pay for baby kills, kill little babies for health reasons. Well, killing a baby doesn't help the baby's health much, does it? And defined broadly to set for virtually any reason, and Brown supports the new policy. Sherrod Brown is wicked to the core. He's a wicked man. And I think I mentioned this yesterday. But back when he was, by the way, Elvis was still alive and singing when Brown got into politics. You know, he's never held a job, an actual real job outside of government. It's always been off the taxpayers' money. And here, some years ago, he came to a town hall meeting. I was the president of the Geauga County Right to Life. And when he came in there promoting his abortion, John, my nose was 1/2 inch away from his nose. And I preached him on hellfire. I preached him on the burning. I said, God's word in the Bible is clear, Sharon. God has brought the worst punishment, the worst punishment. God has said, Sharon, God has said you'd be better off to have a millstone hung around your neck and thrown in the ocean than to do what you're doing, Sharon Brown. That's what God has said. And I said, there's a burning lake of fire. And so he was sweating. You ought to have seen the sweat was falling on his shoes. And his face was red. And a lot of people were all there with their eyes wide open. Because you had this fire-breathing Baptist preacher there. But what happened was, he says, you don't pull any punches, do you? I said, if you think you're hot now, you wait till you get where you're going. You better repent. You better repent. Well, that's been many years ago, and he still hasn't repented, has he? So, let me ask you, you get to the point, how many times does God allow you to get warned to repent and before he turns you totally over to a reprobate mind?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, we don't know that, but there is at some point where God will do it. He turns people over to a reprobate mind, and they get sealed into it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we don't want to see anyone go to hell. I mean, it's wicked. It's the wicked as they deserve it. But hell is horrible. People don't get it. See, God, does God ever stutter when he talks about hell? Does he mean exactly what he says?
He means exactly what he says.
And that's the message we've been trying to get across out there for over 50 years here on the air. All right, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You've got an article there, Elder Barkley?
Yes, insanity. Judge pauses Georgia rule requiring counties to hand count ballots. And yet another example of the judicial system siding against election integrity. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney has delayed a pivotal new rule from the Georgia State Election Board that mandates the hand counting of ballots at the precinct level until after the election. In September, the Gateway Pundit reported that the Georgia State Election Board, with a 3-2 vote, required counties to hand count the physical paper ballots at the precinct level to verify that the total number of ballots matched the tabulator's count. Not the vote totals themselves, but simply the number of ballots cast. This rule was a much-needed safeguard after the disaster that was the 2020 general election in Georgia. During that election, several counties were off by hundreds and in some cases thousands of votes. Errors only discovered after the November 16th hand recount. Imagine thousands of Georgians almost lost their vote to an unknown error, and now when the state election board tries to prevent this from happening again. Additionally, several counties in Georgia discovered additional ballots that were reflected in the original tabulation during the November 16th hand recount. Douglas County found 293 ballots. Fayette County found 2,755 ballots. Floyd County found 2,600 ballots, and Walton County found 284 ballots. Some of the counties attributed it to a found memory card. Journalist Heather Mullins was on the ground in Floyd County and pressed election officials on what the cause was. They acknowledged it was likely not a missing memory card. However, just as this common sense measure was set to take effect on October 22nd, a judge blocked the rule. Judge Robert McBurney, in his ruling, claimed that the hand-counting rule would create administrative chaos and add uncertainty and disorder to the electoral process.
Yeah. Why is it that that always works out in the benefit of the Democrats? It always works out. Did you ever notice something whenever they find a lot of ballots discarded, like they did there when they found those in Florida, there were thousands and thousands of ballots they found some years ago left in some kind of like an old garage. They found all Republican, okay? And then when all of these false fake ballots end up, like they did there in Detroit, where they opened the back of a box truck and there was about 250,000 ballots in the box. And right on the boxes, they had Biden ballots. Biden, here you go, just brand new, printed up, you know. The corruption is just unbelievable. And right now, believe it or not, with all of what's been going on and all of the people looking into it, they expect that there's going to be actually more election fraud now than there has been in 2020. The Communist Party is in a panic right now. They're in a real panic, and things are it's going to be harder and harder. And this is why the idea that what Trump is trying to say, that we have to beat them by so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be so overwhelming that they can only get away with so much election fraud. They can only.
Right.
And John, do you remember how they flipped the numbers? Remember how they? I watched it. I was watching it right about midnight.
Oh, yeah. Pastor Ernie, I remember that vividly. You'd see like they'd post, pick a number, we'll just say 20,000 votes. No, it was something like 20,151 votes. And then a short time for Trump, and then a short time later, it's removed from Trump right there on the screen and given to Biden. The same number.
Yeah, they flipped it right upside down. I watched it. I said, did I just see this? And then and here they pretended, and I won't forget, because you had Brett Baer denying what we just saw right in front of our eyes. We just saw them flip that right in front of us. So I asked other people who were watching it, yeah, I saw that, and then they lied about it. In other words, remember what Bill Clinton's famous saying was, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Well, we watched it. Pastor Hal pledges $300. Thank you, Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal was with me today. We went, we laid hands upon Bernie Moreno, and we prayed over him because they don't want to lose the Senate. And you know what we're dealing with. We just read about the violence, the hatred, stirreth up strife, okay? But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. And, well, you know, just like they want to assassinate President Trump and Bernie Moreno to take out Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown is a stalwart communist. He is one of the stalwart communists out there, okay? And that would be a tremendous loss to the Communist Party of the Senate. And so here, we prayed over Bernie Moreno. A number of the pastors there at Cleveland Baptist today, and there was, I think, I'm just taking a guesstimate, about 50 pastors there. And we had the good folks over there at Values Voters, the Ohio Value Voters. They're the good ones that set this whole thing up. And so we want to just praise John and Diane Stopher, they set this whole thing up, and it turned out to be a really good time. And we had a lot of young people from the school come in there, too, and that was great, too. So it wasn't just us, all of us old pastors there. And one of the things that was nice, because I got to, I ran into some pastors, the friends of mine, I haven't seen in probably 20 years or more. And so, all righty, very good. Thank you, The numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. And the message was, you pastors, you know what you have to do. You got to stand up. You got to get bold. John, do you know that as many as 40% of what they call evangelical are not even saved? And, well, not only are they not saved, but aren't registered to vote. And here, that, let me tell you, that is an absolute, you know, that's a sin. I can't believe it. You know, those, the Bible says to know to do good and do it not, what is it? To them it is sin, right?
Yeah.
And, in fact, Scripture even tells you the type of man you should vote for, okay? So, again, the pastors, at least there was about 50 of them come out. Should have been 500 of them there today. But, again, more and more people. And I'm hearing in the letters I get, I'm hearing from the ladies. God bless the real ladies, how they wish that the pastors would be manly again. They wish they would be bold and manly and not so effeminized as they are today. So, wouldn't that be great if they were boldy and manly? And they stood in the pulpit without being afraid of offending the offering plate. And they just preached with the words of God with fire. And heaven sweet and hell hot. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing again? You know, I remember when that there was a time in this country, Elder Barkley, when that happened, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Big John, we remember, don't we?
Fire and brimstone preacher.
Mr. Ernie, the Bible says, a fear of man is it brings a snare to your soul.
Absolutely. Not only that, but 366 times the Bible says, fear not or be not afraid. 366 times, John. Alrighty. We're going to be coming up to a break. When we get back from a break, we've got an interesting clip about Barack Obama. There's something, you know, we exposed him going way back before he was ever in office. But there's always been some very, very sinister things about Barack Obama. So when we get back from the break, we're going to listen to this clip. And then, meanwhile, what a great time to call in at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What did you say? 20? All right, we're going to have a countdown. Folks, we're counting down. Now it's 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.